This video purports to show fighters from the paramilitary rapid support forces at the presidential palace in Khartoum. It houses the office of the de facto head of state, who's also the head of the army, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan. But the RSF says it's in control of this government building. There's been more intense fighting in the capital as the two sides battle for control. That's despite the announcement of an extension of a ceasefire for 1 week after mediation efforts by South Sudan's President Salva Kiir. That's the sound of artillery being fired by the rapid support forces against Sudanese army fighter jets that have been flying overhead around the vicinity of the presidential palace since the early hours of Wednesday morning. Now, fierce battles have been ongoing between the RSF and the Sudanese army as the army looks like it's pushing to regain control of the presidential palace, which has been under the control of the rapid support forces since the start of the fighting 19 days ago. The UN says the deteriorating situation is making it difficult to deliver aid. Its humanitarian chief, who visited Port Sudan, says security guarantees are needed.
Even when there is no formal national ceasefire, we will still require agreements and arrangements to allow for movement of staff and supplies. We will need to have agreement at the highest level and very publicly, and we will need to deliver those commitments into local arrangements that can be depended on.
The fighting and instability is pushing more families to flee the capital. This bus of evacuees is heading north to the eastern Red Sea coast. Along the way, they pass through several checkpoints. Some are controlled by the army, others by the paramilitary rapid support forces.
People coming from Khartoum who are escaping the war and trying to find safety and security arrive here under very difficult circumstances. Some people who have passed through here don't have food. Some are sick. Some are very old.
In Port Sudan, Navy ships, commercial ferries and airplanes are shuttling people out of the country. Authorities say around 13,000 foreign nationals have left in recent weeks. But more evacuees arrive each day and the city is struggling to cope.
We've had a big problem with accommodation in the area. Syrians are currently living on the street. Some families open their houses to families. But for us, youths, we've been staying in the mosques and we've been getting help with basic needs, food and drink.
Despite the poor conditions, the influx into Port Sudan will likely go on until the warring sides agree to a ceasefire that holds. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.